Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday, it's September 26th. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
We're at 6:07 EMC's. Good morning to you. We appreciate you listening to the show. Kind of a foggy start to the day. It's going to fade. Sun comes up, and we're going to see highs in the 70s. So a nice day today if you're heading out to Friday night football. Do you football this weekend?
Homecoming in Westlake tonight.
Oh, homecoming. That's a big deal. We really should be posting areas on our socials. Menners was last weekend. That was great. And
they do the whole parade before the game and all that. Yeah.
Izzy gets, so they started from the high school and they go down Center Street and kind of go around by, by City Hall and back up. They throw so much candy. I tell Izzy, I said, get there at the very beginning because these kids cannot wait to unleash that candy.
Oh, yeah. That's
some of them quite aggressively unleashing the candy.
Oh, like whipping the candy, throwing the candy?
Very hard. You have to be careful at the, that type of thing. But, I mean, there's a ton of candy around, and then you play the football
game.
And it's
a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. So that's this weekend, huh?
That's this weekend, tonight in Westlake. Very exciting.
That'll be good. That'll be fun. So, a lot of things happening this weekend. I'm EMCs. This is just between you and I, right? Because we're all friends here. This is our special group. I look forward to talking to you every morning. Please tell me you don't have a goose on your porch, because we're going to get into that coming up at 7:10. And I thought about this for the last 22 hours or so. I still don't believe this is a thing, but the DMs, literally, 100 maybe DMs on all of our socials.
I was just going to say, have you looked at all the messages since we brought the porch goose up? We have been inundated with messages because people love them.
I cannot believe that I've never, ever, and I'm dead serious, I've never heard of the porch goose. My wife thinks that I'm an idiot. You were asking me off the air if I was just playing around on the air and being playful.
I thought you were joking.
I've never heard of this. There are groups about it. We have 8 million pictures of them, and clearly it's a thing. And we said we're going to talk about it at 7:10. I can't believe it's a thing.
I cannot wait to talk about the porch geese.
Let's kick that show off. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I guess there is a positive of the porch goose.
What? You're getting one?
First of all, I would never get one.
Why?
There's no goose remnants with the porch goose.
Oh, yeah, there is no goose remnants. A lot of goose remnant around my house. My dog likes to rub her cheeks in it. It's really great. So gross.
So we're going to save that for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what just happened. Like, the show literally is only 3 minutes old. And we're already all down this path.
I'm sorry, but she does, and it's gross.
Okay, so we're going to focus on dead guy in an envelope. The last guest of the week. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is in the Star 102 studio. And you're taking one guest daily. We hope that you hit. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Gina in Menor, do you have a porch goose?
No. Honestly, I didn't know it was still a thing. I saw those like 30 years ago. I was in a condo and with a lot of seniors. And a lot of people had them, but that was like 1995.
Yeah. I see that a lot of people have them, and they were back in the 90s. But also, we've gotten a handful of messages from schools that have them in their classrooms and dress them up for the kids. There's a school in Bay Village. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not making this up. I have photos.
I can't believe this.
There's one named her after like Lucille. Her name is Gooseel. Gooseel and her buddy Maxwell. Two classrooms, Bay Village.
We would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope. You're very well versed in this. He's dead. He's the guy in the envelope. What is your guess?
How about Bob Barker?
No, not Bob Barker.
Oh, it's not guess. Bob Barker. We appreciate the guest, though. The game continues Monday morning. You have all weekend to think about your guests on Star 102. So what do we... I really need to begin this countdown. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What are you counting down to?
Apple Crisp. Is it October 14th?
October 14th is the day.
We are less than 3 weeks away from that till the Apple Crisp could hit our mouth. And of course, by the way... So the Apple Crisp collection at Starbucks will be available as the one a block away closes.
I know. We're not going to be able to get it.
I can't believe that one at Playhouse Square is closing. What's going on? Why is it closing? Low performance?
They're saying low performance stores are closing. And Starbucks just announced this yesterday, and all of a sudden all these stores are closing. And yeah, that's one of them right here in Playhouse Square. Surprised to hear that. Every time I've gone in there, very busy, and you figure there's a ton of people down here in Playhouse Square all the time, but I guess you just never know how the store is performing.
A bajillion apartments here.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the Lumen over here. You've got, another one that just opened. There's a bunch of people at work here. I mean, we're in the Halley building. It's right here. I mean,
Are there any other coffee shops?
Yeah, right across the street, there's the Bronze.
Oh, that Copper.
Copper.
Right, but it's not that anymore,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Metal Moon. I don't know what the name of it is. That place, that's there. People enjoy that, but that's, I don't know.
And wasn't there like a Rising Star down the street on the corner, but maybe that closed? I'm not sure. We gotta walk down that way and
on the
Cleveland State campus in a while, but that's right. That's our Starbucks at work.
But, in positive news, the ice cream shop.
Oh, Ben & Jerry's is there now.
Just saying.
Now, that's a delight. Maybe
Scoop and Chandelier. Hashtag Scoop and Chandelier.
No coffee. Got to go ice cream.
Just saying.
It's our only choice.
Just saying.
It's our only choice.
All right.
I'm in.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a video that went viral on TikTok that has caused a discussion, maybe not a debate, because I think most people agree with her, but it has led to a discussion about proper etiquette. So here's what happened. On June 10th, a girl named Katie posted a video of an incident that took place on her flight to Nashville. Katie's seatmate started to make herself some food mid-air. And we know you're allowed to bring food on an airplane, but there is kind of like an unspoken rule about what is acceptable when you're, you know, in the sky with no windows to be cracked. The video is captioned, quote, "The lady next to me has decided to make a tuna salad midair." So then the video shows the middle seat passenger opening a can of tuna and a cup of Greek yogurt, mixing them together. And then it shows Katie covering her face. She also added, quote, "Took her 45 minutes to eat it all," with the heart emoji. That video, of course, went viral and sparked an etiquette travel debate, as technically the girl did nothing wrong, but some comments include, quote, "The officers would have been waiting for me at the gate." Someone else said, "As someone who eats tuna, this is still a federal offense." And a third said, "Instant no-fly list for this behavior." TSA also responded. They reposted Katie's video on Instagram and shared their official policy on the matter, quoting that making tuna salad at 30,000 feet in the air, that's a real bold move, but no rules were broken. And just because you can doesn't mean you should, but technically, she did nothing wrong.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should seems pretty accurate. What is also most impressive to me is that the woman brought all of those ingredients packed in some type of...
Something.
An iced product, I would think, if she had Greek yogurt, to mix all that up and make it mid-air. That is nuts.
I'm almost more curious if anybody has seen that before. I've never seen, like I have combos and maybe a pop or, you know, Skittles, or I mean, you know, like these
snacks,
kind of the basic things that you grab at like all the Hudson News shops, or the
overpriced snacks.
I probably, yes. Or grab it and go before you go to the airport because it's the 99 cents at wherever.
Or I've
seen,
have you seen somebody make that?
I've never seen anybody do that before. But I also don't fly very often.
I have never seen anybody do that. I've seen people bring like maybe a sandwich they bought at the Dunkin' at the airport and eat it in their seat.
Okay.
But it's like a, you know, something they just bought at the airport. I've never seen anyone with like a packed lunch.
What
they've brought, and how long is the flight that you need that type of? I mean, maybe you do need that type of nutrition, but tuna seems aggressive.
I mean, the comments were interesting because a lot of people have seen this. Like the amount of people that were like, "This has happened to me." Someone said that someone next to them ripped out a hot tuna sandwich, but instead of bread, it was with onions.
Oh my.
On the flight.
No.
So, I've seen people deal with this.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in on this, 216-343-1021 or DM us, or if you have seen, I've just never personally seen somebody make something or eat something like that that was that, I don't know, pungent or that's
aggressive. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you have. We would love to hear from you. Your comments, your calls are next. Tuna on the plane. That's rough on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. You're making that.
Tuna anywhere in a small space would
really?
Not be. Have I brought in tuna? I feel
in
like
in a small studio, you did that all the time. And I was like,
I feel
like Jen,
not tuna, hard boiled eggs. I feel like I would bring
hard-boiled
in.
That's
eggs.
Also on the list.
That's,
very
can't
upset
that.
About
can't
that.
Bring that on a plane.
Yeah. You, or like, people at work that burn popcorn, the popcorn scent that gets through the office can be quite aggressive.
You have to know. And I understand that there's a popcorn button and everything. You have to know when to stop that procedure.
Yes.
Like, you don't wait until absolutely every last kernel is popped in the bag.
And you don't walk away while it's popping.
You do not walk
away.
You
wait for that popcorn.
Yeah, there is a technique to that. You can't, like, the last couple, I'm sorry, not everything's going to pop. You're going to miss a few kernels in the bottom.
You
can't let it go the entire time.
You cannot. You really have to monitor that.
I've never had the somebody making something or a tuna or something that smelled or like I've had people take their shoes off in my row and I was like, what are you doing? That was disgusting.
That's gross.
Did you smell their feet?
Yes.
Or was it just the idea that there's
both. I'm just not feet. Like feet, no. And the shoes came off. I did have a lady drool on me on my way back from Vegas.
She
drooled on me.
How does that
happen? I'll tell you how it happened. Because I felt bad and it is have you tried to move even slightly? A person sleeping, the human head, it is heavy.
Oh, my.
I couldn't.
I'm sick over this for you.
On my shirt.
No.
Mouth.
No.
Drool. That is next. So I was in the aisle seat, and she was in the middle seat. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It was an older lady. We were coming back to Cleveland from Vegas, and she fell asleep, which is fine. I have my AirPods in. Like, when I'm on the plane, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to watch either my Netflix shows or play my dumb games that we talk about on Wednesday
mornings
or whatever.
Is that the only time in your life you don't want to talk to somebody?
When I'm working out, I also don't want to talk to somebody.
Okay.
Like,
if I'm
on an elliptical or running or walking next to somebody and they're like, what's going on, man? I'm like, no.
Yeah, not
this is not.
People
inappropriate.
They do it downstairs. They do it all the time. Yeah, it's all the time. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work. I can't. I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
I can't. So, no. And she falls asleep, and I hear the snore, and then I see the head tilt, so I'm to her left, and the head tilt begins, and she's moving, and I feel the head hit the shoulder.
No.
And she's a super sweet lady. I mean, I said hi when I sat down. That was
right.
Super sweet lady. I was like, okay, I can probably put up with this for a little bit. But that's a four-hour flight, 3-hour and 50-minute flight back from Vegas to Cleveland. This is not a short flight. I'm thinking, you know, I'm moving my shoulder. I'm kind of like, so this is a human head is heavy. I cannot. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna have to.
Well, it's not like you can like put your hands on her head.
Well,
or did
you? Let's get there. So then all of a sudden, and she's like kind of leaned. Now it's not just the side of her. Her entire side of her head is on my shoulder, and I feel a little coldness.
No, stop.
And I think, what is going on?
No.
And then it feels a little wet. It's a little wet. I'm thinking, I think she's drooling. I'm like, she's out. She's out. So then, you know, I still can't see anything because her head's on my side. But down by the armpit area, there's definitely some moisture. She's definitely drooling on me. So then I have to, with what I can reach with my right hand and my left hand is free, I grab the side of her face and under her chin.
Stop.
and I move her over.
Did that wake her up?
No!
What?
She moved to the right side. I looked, Jen, there is Lake Erie on my armpit from that.
I
threw the shirt away. It was so
sick for you.
Gross.
That is so gross.
She drew, and I didn't have, I mean, I'm not going to say anything when she wakes up.
That's nice of you that you like just moved her. I mean, because that, what an awkward situation. And I mean, you're saying it's coming back from Vegas. Maybe she had a nice time the night before. That's
why
she was knocked out like that.
I don't know what
happened. That is something.
I had to. It just right under the chin. So if you need that, if you have to be a head mover on a plane, hit the side of the face and get under that chin, get some leverage, and just swivel.
She didn't wake up mid-move. Yeah, that would have been hard to explain.
Exactly.
I would take the tuna over the drool any day, by the way.
So, nobody has to deal with that. That was
gross. It's 59 degrees in North Ridgeville, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Jimmy Kimmel's return to late night gave him his biggest audience in more than 10 years, over 6 million viewers. The monologue also set a record as the most watched monologue in Jimmy Kimmel Live history on YouTube, hitting 14 million views in just 15 hours. The Ohio Department of Agriculture says an invasive box tree moth has now been spotted in 11 counties. What? So we have to deal with the spotter and lanternfly. Now we have to deal with this. This is Cuyahoga.
It's like a kissing bug or something, too, I saw on Fox 8 last week or the week before. A kissing
fly. Yes, I've seen that one, too.
Or something else we need to stay away from. I'm just, I'm staying inside.
This was the talk of my salon a couple weeks ago. They were talking about the kissing bug. And one of the guys there is like, I'm going to come on your show and talk about it. He said he feels like an expert because he's read so much about the kissing bug. Oh, my gosh. So this one will get your boxwood shrubs, which is not great because that's a staple in landscaping. Oh. We have some in our landscaping, the boxwood shrubs. Check your plants and report signs of infestation online. For the first time ever, props and puppets from Jim Henson's career going up for auction. More than 400 items, including Fraggle Rock to the Dark Crystal. They'll go up for bid on October 22nd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, a foggy start to the day. That's going to fade. We're going to see some sunshine today and highs into the 70s.
What is happening?
So I didn't realize that this was a thing. And we gently...
I'm sorry. I'm still getting over the sound you just played.
We gently hit on it yesterday. The porch goose.
We hit on the porch goose. We were talking about Skelly, the skeleton that people leave out all seasons, year round, and dress it up. I happened to mention to you, it's like the porch geese, to which you replied, what? You had never heard of the porch goose.
Not until yesterday on the Jen and Tim Show. I have never heard of this.
If you don't know about the porch goose, it's a goose statue. I've never touched one. I don't know if it's concrete. I don't know if it's light. I don't know if it's heavy. I don't know. But they are What do you think, like 2 feet tall or a foot and a half tall? I don't know how tall they are.
I'd love a porch goose correspondent. I would love to talk to you because I don't know.
People leave them out year round and they dress them in different outfits. These porch geese have, and I brought it up yesterday at a time where we couldn't really expand into the topic. Since yesterday, not only have we received a ton of messages on our Jen and Tim Show social media pages, I have received so many personal messages about, well, it's either people that have porch geese or friends of mine that say, oh my God, you're not getting a porch goose, are you? It seems to be a really divided thing. You either love or hate it. And a lot of school classrooms have porch geese that they dress up. I think it's so cute that you can dress them up.
You can certainly weigh in on this. We have so many messages that we will get to. If you are a porch goose correspondent, you know, you can expand on this. You have one, you have several. That's fine. Let us know. We would love to talk to you.
You really found the worst goose noise I think you could have ever found. It sounds like pigs or dying horses or something.
That's a goose I looked for yesterday after the show.
It's a terrible
sound. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're talking about porch geese. Please call us if you have. I want to know what this thing weighs. I want to know what it's made out of. I don't understand how this is a thing. Do you have it? You have outfits for. We have so many DMs. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, and all the socials. I don't even think we can read all these by the time we play
no
Trump
way.
Joey.
The outfits are the best part. So a lot of people did send messages saying, yes, I've heard of porch geese. Like one woman had written in and said, oh, her daughter's in Milwaukee and she sends her porch geese clothes for holidays. And I mean, people dress them up for the 4th of July. They dress them up for Christmas, Halloween, all that. But what's even better are the people that are sending it. Well, the photos are great. We love to see those. Like there's one teacher that sent in one that has like curlers in its hair and it's wearing a robe and it's holding a cup of coffee. Really cute. But then there are names of these geese that are just fantastic. Sharon says, my parents have one. His name is Gary Goosey.
Fantastic.
What is happening?
Gary Goosey.
That's a good name.
It is a good name. My friend Allie texted me yesterday. She is a teacher. She sent me two photos of the goose. She says, we have them at our school. This is Gooseel, like Lucille. It's Gooseel. And there's a picture of Gooseel, and she's wearing a cute little pink T-shirt. And then she says, she's my partner teacher. She's betrothed to Maxwell, who lives up in fourth grade. And Maxwell is holding a football, and he has on a Buckeye shirt. Look how cute.
We were tagged in one that had a Browns jersey. I did like that.
Uh-huh. The outfits are great. The names are great. I feel like, Tim, if you had a goose, you would come up with a really unique name for your goose. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm not telling you to come up with that right now. I'm just saying, if you were a goose guy, I feel like you'd come up with a good goose name.
Do you have a goose? Do you have a goose name? I am new to the goose community.
Well, listen, I tried to invite you to a goose community online yesterday. I sent the invite and I get a text from you immediately. I'm not joining your goose club. Don't invite me. Or what did you say? What did you call
it? I declined your dumb goose group.
Yeah, that's what it was. By the way, I do not have a goose.
Immediately, it was within 3 minutes. Yes. I text you, Jen, I'm just letting you know I am declining this Goose USA invite group or whatever it was.
It is the Porch Goose Club of America, and I recently was accepted as a member. I don't have a goose. I just...
Well, then you're fake in this group.
No, I'm dabbling. I'm seeing what I think of the goose. I love the outfits.
Please go right ahead. I don't even understand.
Good morning, Porch Geese.
Yes! Please enlighten me. I cannot believe it's embarrassing. I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either, and it does not surprise me because we're the country that did the pet rock. So
that's fair. That is fair.
We'll do anything.
My wife had heard about this for decades. Apparently, her grandfather had one of these. They lived downtown, not too terribly far away from the radio station. She thought I was kidding. She said, you've definitely heard of this porch geese before. No, I don't think we had this in Akron growing up. I had never heard of this before in my life. I mean, we have full goose phones we have to get to on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So many people are familiar with the porch goose. The fact that this is brand new to you and you had never heard of the porch
never.
Goose is just crazy. I know of the porch goose. Well, I don't know why I know of it, but I do. There's one in Westlake. If you're right by Hilliard Lakes Golf Course, And you know how Hilliard does like that weird bend in the road? Like it kind of loops around. It comes to like a point there right by Hilliard Lakes. There's a house there on the point and they have a tree stump in the yard and they have a goose on it and they always have the goose dressed in a different outfit. If you are a, if you are that goose home owner, I love your goose. Love to see what you put on it.
I guess my wife's grandfather wasn't a huge fan of the goose, so he had a bear.
What?
She said.
Like next
and
to the
she
goose?
Would, you know how crafty she is. She would always knit outfits for her grandpa's bear.
I love that.
He lived like right down here, downtown, not too far from Slimans or whatever. And he would, she Wait. Would knit these outfits for this bear that was apparently on their porch. She told me this yesterday because she thought I was an absolute idiot that I never heard of this.
Where are these outfits currently? Know. Because you should get your hands on those.
I don't know. And maybe my mother-in-law, she listens. Sharon, if you're listening, maybe. She
we need
knows.
Those outfits.
All right, we got to get to these. Star 102, good morning. Welcome to the Goose Show. How are you?
Something's going on.
Uh-oh.
Star 102, good morning. Hello.
Oh, no.
Something's going on with their phones.
Something with the Goose chat?
Hold on. Yeah,
well, even if you don't
something's
have
Something's going on. I'll have to...
We have so many messages to get to, and I don't even, there's no way we can get to all of them. It's so funny. Elizabeth sent a message, though, about real geese. She says, I'm so traumatized by the geese outside of St. John's and Westlake where I work that I will never have a porch goose. Those things are mean. And the reason I chose this message to read is, you're right. Geese are mean. They're aggressive. They come at you. They hiss. They want your food. Yet all these people want porch geese.
Star 102, hello.
Good morning.
There we go. I was going to say, I need to get to a live call because, you know, we are playing Trump Tui soon, so I got to make sure these phones work. How are you? Welcome to the Goose Show.
Thank you. There's a lady in Kent who changes the goose clothes every day. I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Somebody has so much time on her hands. But there was, I don't know, several years back, somebody stole one of those and took it on a cross-country trip. And kept sending postcards from the goose back to its owner. It was a freaking riot. It was like postcards from the goose, like we're at the Grand Canyon now, and they were taking pictures of it. It was a stinking riot.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a Flat Stanley kind of thing. That's awesome. I love that. I'm getting goose envy. You know I'm going to get a goose. Where do I buy the goose?
If you get a goose, Nate should be able to get an indoor driving range. Star 102,
Stop.
Good morning.
Stop that.
Good morning.
How are you?
We have Top Golf now.
Good. How are you?
But he needs Top Golf in the house.
No.
We are good. I'm learning about the porch goose. I've never heard of this until 24 hours ago, and now everybody is enlightening me, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'm calling. These are not new. My mom has a goose that's 33 years old.
Oh, yeah. And wow. I was talking about my wife's grandfather had been, same probably 30 years ago, had this too. It's not new. How have I never heard of this?
How many outfits does the goose have?
Oh, he has an outfit for everything. He has browns. He has Indians. We have pictures of me in my wedding dress with the goose, me in my prom dress with the goose, my daughters with their prom dress with the goose.
Wait, where do you purchase the goose, by the way? Let's just say.
We got it in Amish country. I mean, this was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
And my mom changes it for everything. Right now, it's dressed for Ohio State because my nephew's at Ohio State.
That is adorable.
And it has Statue of Liberty. It has a Cardinal outfit. I mean, you name it. My mom and she changes it a couple times a week.
Does anyone display the goose naked? Like no yes. goose clothes?
Family show.
I know, but like
family show.
Never would, but we yeah. do. Our goose's name's Mortimer. He's our cross-dressing goose.
Oh, my gosh.
And he always has been, but like we have pictures of the grandkids, of us kids, and it's the thing. Like my mom, for prom last year, the kids had to come take a picture in their prom clothes with the goose.
He's part of the family.
This is what needs to happen. We're getting to the three things and also a round of Trump Tui. I need you to goose us. I need you to...
That sounds wrong.
What? If you can send some pictures, if it's possible, and anybody listening,
some on Messenger yesterday with my daughter in her prom dress.
Okay, we will grab those, and if we have approval from everybody, we are going to, it's just going to rain porch geese on our socials.
Yeah, can we do, we'll do like a goose album.
We will do, absolutely. Hashtag goose us. So once again,
I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
All day, all these pictures. We have enough to already start the page. We're just going to go ahead and do that. So it's Jen and Tim Show. It's also Star 102. Probably Facebook is the easiest. We're on Instagram. We're on X. So wherever you're at, we are at as well. And we will post those pictures. And people outside of our Jen and Tim Show, what are they? What is happening at Star 102 this morning? What is going on?
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.